Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Pastor.
Happy
How
New
are
Year,
you?
Steve. Doing great. How are you today?
I am fantastic. This is the first day, I guess, of 2025. Can you believe that?
We are here. You know, there's a lot of prophecy around this year
that You've God has shown about
me
that a lot.
For quite some time. And I stand or sit with my wife, depending on what or the orientation is, when we're watching something on the news or reading something, an event, and I'll go, man, is that incredible? We are literally living prophetic word that God has given us for probably over the last 4 years.
Wow.
I mean, even things beyond that, because, I mean, certain things unfold over time.
Sure.
And time. Let's talk about time.
Well, yeah. I would love to talk, ultimately get to some of the things you feel like God's talking about for the coming year. But yeah. But that even raises the bigger question of here we are. We like to talk, and I love that you coined a phrase. I don't know if you coined it. You're the only person I've ever heard it from, though, of time being an event.
Yeah.
Time is not just about ticking away on a clock. Time is not just pages of the calendar flying by. So time is event. And what does time mean to God when a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years are as a day? But yet we tend to go, okay, what's our, you know, you gather at the end of 1 year and you're ready for the next year as if a year means something. And in some ways it does. It's not completely arbitrary. It's another trip around the sun. The seasons repeat. And so God structured and ordered things in certain ways. But it's not just about, was God sitting in heaven waiting for when it hits 2025, you know, and there's a lot of people look at biblical prophecy and those kinds of things. And it's like, God's got some stopwatch, but, you know, in the sky, and he's when it hits this, this is exactly what's going to happen. And you could always say, well, what comes first, the chicken and the egg, in the sense that God knows the end from the beginning. So he knows why maybe something might happen in 2025, but was it like, did he set out, or is it because of us? And how, so I would love to just dive into, I know this is a giant heady discussion potentially about, yeah, the nature of time, the nature of why God does things, but even seasons. And when we talk about it, we love to come together and we hear a word. What's the word for the new year? And God's been talking to you even about that. Yeah. But why does that year matter versus the previous year, versus why does God do anything whenever he does it in our lives? Mm-hmm. That's the real question.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's all you have to answer in the next 25 minutes.
You know, you think about what people are really asking is, when do I get there? There being the place I'm hoping to arrive at, mm-hmm, or the time, you know, when does it, whatever it is, you know, the new this or the new that or the better this or the better that, whatever it is, when does it happen? What time? And you're right. A lot of people look at events unfolding or the success of your life, your family, business, ministry, having a baby, having a, you know, a business plan come together, whatever it is, having a vision, a dream. You know, the real question is, because we live in a sequence of minutes and, you know, seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, when is that special moment going to happen for me? So it's a valid question. You know, everybody wants to know when is this going to happen? Because until it does, we don't get to experience the moment. And prophecy is really about foretelling a certain season, a certain time. But then let's ask another question. What is time? You know, well, we can say it is seconds, minutes, hours, weeks, days, whatever, on the calendar or the clock. But time never really changes anything. You know, we are coming or have come into a new year, and in many respects, a new season, you know, again, another circle around. It's almost like an again, you know, we get to do it again. And what makes this again any better than what was?
Yeah,
an again.
Previous again.
Yeah, exactly. Because it just keeps happening and happening. And those are really the questions. When is it going to happen for me? How do I know? Or is there? I think the big question is there something that I can do to maybe convince God to expedite this season?
Yeah. So how do I make it advance quicker?
Yeah. Or am I responsible for making that take place? And it's kind of a co experience. It's in the presence of two or three coming together, you know, let every word, you know, be confirmed. in the mouth of three witnesses, and if any two or three will agree. So there's something about unity, the power of unity, in reference to time. So let's kind of keep that in the background. Unity is really, really important. Do we come together, come together, come together? When is this thing going to come together for me? You know, when is this going to manifest? When am I going to be blessed in the way that I've been believing God for? I've been confessing a certain thing, and when, you know, so that time thing is so, New Year's a big deal because it's on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
You know, and when are things going to get better? Are they going to get better? Or when do they get bad enough that God comes and just snatches us out of a bad
time?
Well,
and not to interrupt you, but one thought that I just had as you were saying that idea, even sometimes it's like even the idea of a New Year's resolution is almost like, well, the previous year didn't manifest itself as well as what I would hope. So now I'm going to make these changes. So now the year will manifest the way that I hope.
Yeah, exactly. Resolutions that are hard kept and short lived. But what's the answer then is really it. So let's back up then and answer it like this. What is time? And time certainly is. I mean, in the duration of this conversation, we've certainly burned up some minutes. But what is time? Did anything change from the time we sat down to this present moment, which just now passed, and now we're in the next moment? Not necessarily. Time is an event. The time that really is recognized, it really represents something that brings change. And what is that? Well, if something happens, you know, if I hit the table and spill something, you know, if I move my hand and knock my cup over, it's an event that was out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. So if we were watching that on the clock, you go, yeah, you know, 3 minutes and 67 seconds. Jonathan might note that because he's over there producing, you know, the cup was knocked off. So let's edit that. So that specific minute gets more attention. All right.
Yep.
And the reason is because an event took place, whether something small or large and significant. So when an event takes place, you record and remember that moment, that minute now takes on more personality, more importance, because something happened in that minute differently or different than the prior moments that were at hand. So that's what time is. How can we move the hand of time and not just the hands on the clock? How can we interact with God in such a way that it becomes an event? Mm-hmm. A good analogy is in the beginning. What does that even mean? God did something, and he called it the beginning. He did something out of the ordinary. In the beginnings, God created the heavens and the earth. So it was an event.
Mm-hmm.
So biblically, the word acknowledges time as an event. In other words, in the day of Noah, or in the day, you know, Moses crossed the Red Sea, we acknowledge it. Time is more important when an event takes place that's memorable, and certainly negative ones as well. But it's the positive ones that we look for. And even in the negative ones, every event holds a potential for purpose and destiny, meaning everything that happens, we can turn it into a good because all things work together for good, Romans 8:28. So we find those, we want to connect those dots. So let's create an event today that is memorable. And so I'm telling you that this coming year is going to unfold with more record-breaking events, more memorable experiences than we have had, pleasant ones, than we have had in years past, because we are believing in that direction and we are coming together. The nations, the church, the people are coming together in the unity of faith. We have a great expectation because certain things have unfolded, certain things have taken place. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that these events would do anything on their own. You know, it doesn't mean that because we're going to have a different cultural connection or that we moved into a new home or that we got a new job, that things are going to be better. But if we connect with what God is saying about this year, because if we'll listen, he'll tell us what is supposed to unfold, what events are supposed to take place in this succession of time. And that's what makes it a new year and not just another year. So this year, I'm going to execute as in chop off the head of every negative aspect of my recall for the past. As Paul said, forgetting the things that are behind, I'm pressing forward for the mark, the prize of the higher calling of God. I'm not going to talk about what evil wants to do, the negative of the world. I'm going to talk about everything that facilitates what I'm looking for, a blessed year, something incredible taking place. So my mouth is going to do what Bartimaeus's mouth did. You can heal me. Give me my sight. So we're going to say this year, God, give me greater sight. So the events that you want to unfold can unfold during the 365 days that are going to take place in this year.
Yeah.
Beginning with the very first day. Speak through me, God, your good intentions, because you don't will any ill towards us. Your thoughts towards us are so good and so many. I want to be partner with you in that. I want to create that time. And the word teaches us that God said, until every word be fulfilled. Well, isn't God the fullness of the word? Isn't Christ the fullness of the word? So then what is he talking about? It working through us, his word coming through us. That's the time God acknowledges as a moment, an event in which we incorporate our faith with God's will.
Yeah.
A moment where we say, this is the greatest season of my life, no matter what I'm going through. I'm declaring by faith, this is an event. I'm taking authority over by the word of God. He's given us all power over all authority, over all principalities, not just spirits and demons, but our mind. That's what it's really referring to, our thoughts, mm-hmm. how we think. So your mind is really the clock. How we think about where we are. And if your mind says, I surrender to the will of God and my faith, it is written, the just shall live by faith, this is going to be the greatest year I've ever experienced to present date. It will be the greatest year you've experienced to present date because you just started the clock of the greatest season of my life.
Yeah.
This is the day God has made. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. Bartimaeus said, today marks the day of my miracle. Today marks the day of my sight. Jesus, thou son of David, heal me. Give me my sight. Jesus says, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to what? Him. He started the clock. That day was the new year for Bartimaeus. He was able to see. And it came out of him because the power, the time always exists in God. Your greatest season always exists in God. Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, forever. I don't change. Will you change? Are you willing to mark this season and say, this is going to be the most productive, the most joyful, the most fruitful, the healthiest, happiest, blessed season of my life? But it's not just saying it. It's now actuating those events in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it and then contradict yourself when something goes awry or you think it's gone awry. Say, God, you're doing something right here. This is an event where I'm acknowledging you. Think about it. A man is blind and is told to shut up, sit down, and don't bother the Lord. That could sound like a very challenging day. I mean, that's not encouraging. It doesn't boost your ego. It doesn't make you feel good about who you are.
No.
But his faith took dominion over his mind and his emotions, and all he could see was his sight. Hmm. And he could only see it by faith. And when he did, that day showed up. That's how we live a new year that's different. That's what's different about the new year, is that we begin to think differently about it, and we keep it 365 days. And this is what we have to take out of our mind. That's hard. No, it's not. Is it hard to be like God? I mean, is it hard to take on the attitude of God? I mean, because if we do it by faith, he said he'd give it to us. I don't think it's very hard to be God. Now, we're not going to be God, but can't we think like God? Can't we speak like God?
Yeah.
Can't we believe the way God said? How hard is it? I mean, what is it about God that you don't want to be? What is it about God question. You don't want to think like?
Wow.
And he said, we could have that spirit. Let this mind be in you. As he is, so are we in the world. Jesus is saying, I can think through you. My spirit that dwells in you will think through you. I'll make an event through you today that will start the new year. You could start the new year in the middle of the year. It's not about the day, because we can live the same year this year that we did last year. And you hear people say this phrase or this, they say this thing all the time. Hey, how you doing? Oh, you know, same old, same old. Yeah. There you have it. You're right. Same old, same old. So the new year isn't going to change anything and make it any better than the previous year. But you are the hand of time. You are the new year. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. Time is an event. Begin to create and cultivate new events in your own mind, in your speech, in your words that represent the year that you're looking for. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Now, if you say, I'm going to do it, but it's hard to do, you just made that year, that moment, that day hard. You just executed out of your own mouth a difficult time trying to do what you just said was going to be a blessed thing to do. Call it blessed. Every day of every year, I'm going to declare the blessing and the favor of God, and I am walking in it. Now, don't contradict yourself. Paul said, a two-souled man, a double-minded individual, is unstable. That's where the hardship comes in. It's not that something is making your life difficult. You made your life difficult because you made a choice. Even though you want it to be a better year, you've made the choice that it's going to be a difficult year, making it a great year. So don't do that.
That's right.
Continue to bless. This is the greatest season of my life. Time is an event. It's not determined by the hands on a clock. It's not determined by seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years. It's determined by the word of our mouth. In the beginning, God said, and it was so. What did he say? Let there be a new heaven and a new earth, and it was so. God created a new year, a new day, a new season. And he's given us the power. He said, now what you've seen me do, I've made you in my image, in my likeness. Take on the attitude of Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God said it. So in the beginning, Steve says, this is going to be the most incredible year of our lives. Not I hope it is.
Yeah.
God didn't say, I hope that we have a new beginning. God said, let there be, and there was. And he did it from day one. All the way through day six, and on the seventh day was the beginning of the new year, and he said, or the new week, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
He rested in all that he had said, and he didn't contradict it, but what he did is he blessed every word that he had spoken and all that he created. Time is an event. You have the power to create that event. Just don't contradict yourself and make it difficult to do.
Wow. That makes me think about the idea that even just if you took just a day and you have nothing happening in your day, that could be a really long, boring day.
Yeah.
Right. And it feels like that day lasts forever. It feels like that day lasts 1,000 years. And then you could have a day in which you've just got so much to do and you do it all. And the day, where'd that day go? It just flew by.
Yeah. Very
and so,
true.
So our perception changes based on what we walk out, you know, and those events that we do. It seems like that's a direct parallel then also for those events and those steps and the things where we're willing to live by faith. I mean, what if you lived a life somehow that you didn't need it to ever be a new year? Because
what
there's
is a new
so
year?
Much going on. Because what if you could take it to a year? What if a year becomes a day to you? And all the things that happen, you know, and it goes both directions.
In one day.
And that stuff just blows my mind away.
What is a new year?
Because God, you said something, and I think this ties in. One thing that you said years ago that just is, and I think I brought it up on the podcast before, but when you talk about God being eternal and God being the I am, and you always think of God as the you know, the long beard and the long white hair because he's just the eternally old grandfather. But
you have a beard?
That's exactly right. I'm Father Time. As this brand new year, my beard has gotten a little old and maybe someone's going to come along and get rid of it or something. I don't know. But not God being eternally old, God being eternally new, God being eternally now, God being eternally present. And so we look for the next thing to pass instead of abiding in the now of who and what he is.
Yeah. And you know what? I believe that can keep you youthful, at least in your mind. I believe it can affect your body. Again, God said, let them have dominion. That means a lot more than we've been willing to cultivate in our minds, I think, based on our sense of limited capabilities. Mm-hmm. But it's not our capability. It's our vulnerability. It's our surrender to the will of the Father. What if we became vulnerable to the will of the Father? And we thought that way. I am so surrendered to the will of God. I can't do my will. I can only do the will of the Father. I know that sounds familiar. You know, I don't do my own will, but I do the will of he who sent me. You know, isn't that the way Jesus did it? I mean, what is it about God that you don't want to repeat? You know, what is it about God that you don't want to rehearse? And that's really what it is we begin to train our mind and we make that time right now. We don't wait. Time isn't something that you wait for. Time is something that you act on, you become. Hit your knees 3 times a day if you don't do that and say, hey, today I hit my knees and surrendered myself 3 times in one day. That's a memorable day. I remember yesterday or today is the day that I surrendered on my knees 3 times before God. You know, I opened my window and declared the blessing of the Lord 3 times a day today. That's a day you'll remember. Time is an event, you only remember time when something takes place noteworthy at that moment. And you'll remember, yeah, when did this happen? You know, when did that happen? Well, it happened, you see a car accident. Yeah, I remember 4:15, that 2 cars, and I'm not prophesying. No one's going to crash at 4:15. that happened. So it's something that catches your attention. Do something. You have the power. Do something every day unto God, according to his word, according to what you're believing God for, that represents what you're believing God for. Make that moment time in your life. Make that your new day, your new year. What is a new year? It's another 365 days. Or is it like 100 billion days? I mean, when does the year end and begin? You know, well, we can talk about, you know, the solar system and the rotation of the, you know, but is that really a year? Is that just another circle?
Yeah.
Is it just another circle in the wilderness? You know, nothing changed in the wilderness until the people just cried out to God. And it took a lot of them having a negative experience because of disobedience in order to come to a surrendered experience where they could have a good one.
Yeah.
Same, under the same sun, under the same guise and guidance of the Word of God, under the same leader, Moses, the same staff, but times changed when people changed how they thought about that day.
Yeah.
So how do you think? What do you think about this day? And it's so simple. This is a day God has made. It didn't just show up. God made today. I'm going to rejoice and be glad today. That's what my day is going to be like. And in that, incredible things happen because our mind is no longer a servant to sin. It's no longer a servant to the limitations. God created us with limitations on purpose. So we knew what an experience of going beyond ourselves felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's God.
Yeah.
When you go beyond your limitations, that's what God feels like. So when God takes us by faith, by his word, by his will, beyond our limitations, then we get to feel what it feels like to share God's feeling of being limitless, an infinite God. And all what God wants to do is share his nature with us. Only God is God. We'll never be God, but we can certainly share in the nature of who Christ in us is. And how great if people say, man, you sound just like Jesus. You know, I feel like when you walk into the room, I can feel the presence of the Lord. Well, they're not calling you the Lord, but we are abiding in the shared presence of God.
And didn't we're meant to be.
Isn't that what God said? Let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let's give him our power. Where did they get power? Only from God. He's the only one that has any power. It doesn't come from any other source. You know, if there is creation, come on, common sense, there has to be a creator. You know, if there is anything, it had to come from an always being.
Yeah.
You know, where did this reality come from? It had to come from a reality that pre-existed our knowledge of reality. So that you can twist your mind. You're going, what in the world does that even mean? I mean, God has always been, but he's all time.
Yeah.
What is it that he isn't? What time is it that he isn't right here, right now with you? So it's really not about days having to pass to come into a new year. It's about acknowledging this day is the new beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God said, let there be a new beginning. Let there be a new season.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I'm going to create mankind, men and women, and they're going to experience who I am. And every second in the earth that they do that, they're going to experience a new grace. God, his grace and mercy is new every day. So every day feels like a brand new beginning. Every day feels like a brand new year. And that really expedites time. I call it time travel. Yeah. It doesn't have to take you forever. It doesn't have to, it doesn't, it, a year isn't necessary. You don't need 365 days to begin anew. Let's do it before we hit that 365 day. Yeah. Or let's do it today, January the 1st. Let's begin today. This is the greatest season of my life. And I'm not going to contradict myself, because it's so easy to believe the word of God and become the event, the joyful, happy, prosperous, blessed event of this year. I'm going to walk in the righteousness of God in ways I've never even imagined, because God's going to magnify himself and who he is through me. Christ in you is the hope of glory. So what is a new year? Christ in me,
yeah,
and me believing that he is the fullness of my day, and only good can happen to me. Let's just start there. Not think about how impossible it is, any more than we throw the days over to evil or a pagan idea. Let them have their evil. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You know, to the unjust, everything is unjust. But to the just, you know, every day is a just day. Every day is a good day. This is the greatest day.
And I think that at the end of the day, depending, regardless of when things end up transpiring based on what you believe and where you're at, I think as you were talking, it made me think, you mentioned the children of Israel, and I think of Caleb, and I think that how he spent 40 years wandering the wilderness with a bunch of people who also, they all suffered the same things.
Yeah.
One whole generation died out. He got to the end of that, and he says, I am just as young.
Yeah.
As when I started this journey, I'm still just as able to step into everything that God had. And so time became, he didn't, you could say time travel, but he it was like he was impervious to time.
Yeah.
Actual time was passing by, everyone else aged, everyone has died off and everything else, and he remained the same, basically, because he was plugged into what he believed God said.
And the whole point was God made them walk according to his will and become complete dependent on who he was. And the Lord says their shoes didn't even wear out.
Yeah.
I mean, something happened with time.
Yeah.
You know, we could get really into this, and you know, your head would begin spinning. But in the wilderness,
yeah,
time kind of stood still.
Wow.
Or did it accelerate? You know,
Which is it? Yeah, did it slow down or did it go fast? And what's the difference at some point?
Is it? Did they experience the I am?
Yeah.
I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end, he which was, which is, and which is to come. And what is God saying? Well, I don't need another day to make this the greatest season of your life, to fulfill the word that I've spoken to you. But you have to understand that it's not just one event. You become culturally relevant to the time of God.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is saying, what is really relevant is God is all time right now. So what I'm experiencing today is part of tomorrow, and it's necessary. If I take on the mindset that this is a part of what God is unfolding for me like a mystery, like a gift, and remember, God is eternal, so it doesn't end. We try to get to an end. We should just stay in the beginning.
Yeah.
This is, today is part of what God is going to be revealed when the sun comes up again tomorrow. But tomorrow is still a part of today because it's still connected to what God is doing today. So the word says, don't say tomorrow, say this is the day.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. This is the day, today. And tomorrow's connected to today and the day after and the day after. Just because the sun goes down and comes up doesn't mean anything changed. But that I believe God today changes how I feel when the sun comes up tomorrow. Because I am a new creation. I'm a new creature in Christ. I've taken on the attitude, the mind, the spirit of God. I think I'm thinking like God. Wait, it's no longer I that lives, but Christ. I think Jesus is thinking through me. I think that's the whole point, was that I was supposed to surrender my will so I knew what that felt like to make a willing choice to decide, to repent, to surrender to the will of God. And now I get to share in something I had a part in becoming a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And what was my part? To surrender myself to him. Paul said it like this, I beseech you by the mercies of God, present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God. That's your true worship. So I'm going to worship God today. I'm going to make this the greatest year of my life, and I'm starting today, and today is connected to the 364 years that are going to unfold after today by saying, I'm not going to change how I believe and how I think about God. I'm going to remain steadfast in the Word, and it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
You just created a blessed day because you just determined by the word of God, your faith, ask and it shall be given. We just asked the wrong thing. I'm asking today to be aware that this is the greatest season of my life, and it's so easy. Remember, the word says that his word is not a burden to us. It's not hard. It's not heavy. His word is a joy. It's a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. But natural mind and religion makes you think about it like this is something difficult. This is something hard. And then people will say, well, the devil's attacking me. No, your own words are attacking you. Your own faith system, your own belief system is attacking you because you determined before you started that it was going to be difficult to do it, but somehow you were going to find the strength to do it. How about saying, I have the strength right now? We started this off right. In the beginning, God said, and that's the beginning of my new day.
Well, and that's so, I'm so glad that you came back to that full circle, because the thought that was just circling around my head is the idea, not only in walking in faith do we have that power then to pull the future forward, but we're also pulling the past forward too, because in that same way, in the beginning, go back to that. Well, but we're going forward, but go back. But when it happens, you bring it forward. Caleb, him looking for the future was because he was still in the best way, still standing back on that day in the past when he was given the promise. You had given a few weeks ago, you gave a word to my wife and I, and without getting into the specifics of what it related to, the concept of what you said was so fascinating, because you said you two have time traveled. You've time traveled back to some of these other really powerful words you'd given us over the years, even 10, 15, 20 years ago, and the things that we've been believing and waiting to see happen all through this time. You know, and so going forward, it could feel like, am I wandering in the wilderness? Okay, I'll try to be like Caleb. But now when you stand here, and if you're on the verge of it, you're stepping forward and backwards at the same time, because back at that starting place is when you first believed.
That's what Caleb did.
It was that first belief that gets you here. And so like it's a triad of time that you can embrace all at once.
Yeah. Jesus is the same when, now, what, which one, what time, yesterday? Oh, also in today. Oh, and also forever. When? Right now. It's the right now. It's again, I keep saying it's the Bartimaeus. When? Right now. The woman with the issue of blood. When? Right now. Daniel in the lion's den. What's a tough time? No, right now. Right now, God's honoring me.
The centurion soldier.
What Caleb said was, I just remembered the word of the prophet.
Yeah.
That's what he lived by. So he went all the way back to when Moses spoke the word of promise, and he just stayed there.
Yeah.
And that's the new year. It's not the days that pass. It's the day that remains. It's not what's going by. It's the day that is. Jesus taught us that. Don't say tomorrow. Say of the Lord, this is the day God has made. This is the day to rejoice and be glad in it. And you find things. I mean, we look for the evidence of God doing something instead of acknowledging that he's doing it right now. So we're blinded to what God is doing now that is really essential to the days following, because it's connected to an attitude we need to have, a perspective that needs to be transformed, a confidence that we need to have that I'm having a great day right now.
Yeah.
I'm having a great day. And once your mind transforms into the image of that, then you look at it and you say, man, this really is good. It's Jesus and Peter. I mean, in some respects, Peter is saying to Jesus, this is the worst thing you could have ever said, and you've making this day a really sad day for all of us when you said you're going to the cross. And he rebuked Jesus, and he said no. And Jesus said, Peter, you're missing the whole point. That's why I came. I came. He said, get behind me, Satan. You savor the things which are of men and not of God. We keep looking for God to prove that he's with us instead of believing that he can't leave us, that he won't leave us, that he's always with us. And that's why Jesus said, say today, or one of the reasons he said, say today, say of the Lord today, this is a day God has made. So now we are taking dominion. We're prophetically walking right now in the time of the outcoming of the word of the Lord. Caleb, I just remember the word of God. Let's go today. Today, we are more than able. And that's what we are today. That's the new year. That's what a new year is.
Yeah.
It's not the days that are coming.
No.
It can be, because then that day looks like yesterday and the day before, and then you come up with, oh, same old, instead of today. Today is really great. today's one of the greatest seasons of my life. As a matter of fact, I think this is the greatest day of my life. And your mind takes on the nature of the blessing of the word of the Lord. And then you can prophesy. And then you can see things. The trial that you're going through turns into something totally different. It turns into something great. You see the hand of God. You say, you know what? God changed my mind. I had a revelation, epiphany, something just changed in my life today. That can be an everyday experience.
Yeah.
You just have to know that it's there. The first, the last, the beginning, the end, the Alpha, the Omega is with us today. Jesus is at all time. He is all time at all times. And on the cross, he demonstrated that, because on the cross, he became that which was, that which is, and that which is to come when he said, it is finished.
Yeah.
It is finished. And it's all for us today. So let's decide that this year is going to be the most incredible year, and nothing can derail it. Nothing can make it anything less. And according to your faith, be it unto you.
Wow, that's powerful stuff. I mean, we could go a whole series on this kind of stuff, because this is so good. And you know, last week was Christmas, and we kind of concluded last week's by saying, wow, you know, it sounds cliche, but we have the ability to make everyday Christmas, you know, and embrace the mystery and everything that God and the wonder that God has. But it's the same for New Year's. Yeah. And it's the idea, because even a year still has to be lived out in the present. And if we treated every day with that same anticipation of just what you're saying, of it being New Year's every day of the year, well, then you're always walking in the now of what your belief and your faith and your expectations of him are.
Yeah, and you don't need anyone else to do it for you.
No.
God knows he's enough in you to do everything and anything you need. Seriously, God knows. Do you know? You know, yeah. I don't need anyone else to confirm that I'm in the right place at the right time. God made me the right place and the right time, because he'll never leave me or never forsake me. Not only that, I'm part of God's reality. He's the one that created me. He's the one that gave me this reality.
Yeah.
And if I'll acknowledge that and that he's with me, what's too hard for God? Is anything difficult? Does God say, wow, this is a hard day for me? No. Come to me, all you that labor, Jesus said, and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke on you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly, and you'll find rest to your soul. When? Today. Happy, blessed New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to everyone watching. Blessed year of your lives, walking in the fullness of everything that God has for you. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Look forward to next time.
God bless you, Steve.